Case number 10,125, Jennifer Ellis and Antoine Trammell, north of Route 9, west of Ward Avenue, being Lot 5, Block 2, within Delaware Sand Company Development. A special use exception to place a manufactured home.
You come down here, please. Yeah, you go down to be sworn in, please.
Need you both give your names and addresses to the secretary. Where you live? Where you get your mail?
17516.
Same address, Green Antoine Trammell.
Okay, put your hands on the Bible. Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give shall be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Take the podium and present your case.
Okay. Good evening.
Hello.
Can you explain to the board your request for a special use for this manufactured home?
We're requesting to put our mobile home on the property.
For what purpose?
For what?
For us to live in.
Okay.
This is right next door to my grandmom's house. It was a lot of junk out there from the first time before I moved there. But I've been working hard to clean it up, get it in good shape, top notch shape, so you know nobody complain. I did a lot of work out there cleaning up because there was a lot of trash out there.
Now is this a new home or this mobile home? Is it 12 by 60? That's on there.
Yes, sir.
It's already on there.
Yes, sir. We couldn't move do no further work until we had got a permit, so we had to come here and get the permit and go through the board. But right now, you know, we're getting it painted up and getting, I'm cleaning the lot up and I cleaned the lot up a whole lot, like I said, because she was an eyesore. That's for sure. My grandma, she complained about it, but she's happy that I was coming out there because I did a lot of work getting it up. It was an old abandoned trailer on there and a bunch of wood and a whole lot of stuff out there.
What year is this trailer?
1986.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Is it the same footprints as the other one? Same size as the other one?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. It's the same size. Okay, are there any further questions from members of the board? Mr. McCabe?
No, sir.
Mr. Workman?
No.
Mr. Hudson? Mr. Mills? I'm
trying to call when other other times that we've allowed a mobile on C1 zoning, except for like security or what have you.
What are the other properties being used for around you?
It's a house. There's houses.
All residential?
Yes, my grandma stayed next door, and the gentleman, the lady right there, she stays next door.
There's no commercial businesses?
It's like only that? One. It's like on Route 9. It's called Ready Call, but it's like on right on the highway. They do, but everything else around there is just houses. My cousin stay across the street. My aunt and uncle stay down the street. Then it's like I said, they stay right next door to my grandma. And well, we'll be staying through the middle of them if we're allowed to put the home there. Basically, I like to stay there because I want to raise my family there.
Okay. Any further questions, Mr. Mills? Okay. Hearing no further questions, are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there any? I'm sorry?
I have some questions.
Go on, ma'am. You need to come up and be sworn in if you could, please.
She's against okay. It, yes.
Are you against it, ma'am, or are you in favor of it? Okay, well, I call first. Okay.
This gentleman want to speak also?
Sir, do you want to speak also?
Not on the property.
Okay. Well, you need to come up here, sir, to be sworn in then, please.
Bowman, right? Bowman.
Ma'am, we're all in favor of it right
B-O-O-M-E.
Now. That's what I asked her. I'm going to ask her again.
Okay.
Sir, what's your name and address?
I'm going to ask her again, though, because we'd see.
What was your first name?
Are you wishing to speak, ma'am?
Yeah.
Okay. Would you give the lady your name and address, please?
O-T-E-L-I-A.
Come on back up. Stay there just a second.
You all can sit down right there in front if you want, then I'll bring you back up. When they're done, you can sit right there.
Okay. Could y'all share the Bible, please? It's testimony you're all about to give, the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God. Okay.
Okay, ma'am, let me ask you again now. When I call first, it's for all those in favor. And so that's what I call for now. And then the next, I'll call for those in opposition. So if you're, which way were you? This was to be in favor of. And if you want to speak against it, you have that opportunity also.
It's not that I'm speaking against it, but I have a concern about it.
Okay. Okay. But I just wanted you to know, though. That's fine, though, ma'am. I just wanted to, so we know. Okay.
Okay. My name is Sandra Boone. I live 312 Mill Street, Milton, Delaware.
Okay.
The property that's next to his is my rental property. And the concern I had is the owner of the property has a road going toward my back door that I can show it to you.
Well, yeah, if you pass them down there, please.
Okay. We got to keep these. Record. You can get them back later, okay? You can get them back later.
Yes, ma'am. You come back up here and finish, if you would, please.
Okay, it's not that I have an opposition to the trailer being placed there, but I'm thinking that, you know, by this road going there, whoever might rent the property, I don't know just how they live. You know, I don't know them like that. And, I wouldn't want them coming, you know, using that road, that concrete road there. You're coming right at my back door.
Uh-huh.
That's basically the concern that I have.
Is this, the concrete road, is it on your property?
Well, things happen. It's there.
Back to the podium if you want to speak. That way
yes, please.
I just called her up, John.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Okay. Ma'am, this is your house? This is your rental?
Yes, that's my house.
And this is the road you're talking about?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, I can go back on.
What is this now? This is her road? This is the road?
Yeah, that's her rental property. That's okay. Going back up there.
The road, is it on your road, did I take it you have the house on the left in this picture?
The house is there, and I have it before and after picture. The thing is, that was a survey, but I was told by the owner that he wouldn't obstruct the driveway. You know, I had been told at the time he wouldn't obstruct the driveway. And then, you know, at different times, my daughter was living there, and sometimes she would come home and couldn't get all the way up in the driveway. And, as a rental property, I want to get someone in there, but, you know. That
okay. This road you're concerned about, is it on your property or their property?
It's on his property.
It's his road?
Yes. He's never lived there, what I'm saying, but it's his property.
Right.
You know about that. But I'm just saying it has never, you have the other, did you show him the other picture?
Yeah.
Oh, there, you know, been like that. And I was wondering if that had to be like that coming at the back door, you know. I try to be, you know, neighborly. I've never lived in the house, but it's been my rental property. And it wasn't like that before, you know. And we got along fine, but like,
but did you ever think there might be someone wanting to live back there in time, though? I mean, did you ever make any arrangements so if that did happen, that you could still rent your house and provide parking for those people?
It wasn't known like that before until a survey was done. Maybe I can.
So, ma'am, is that road always there?
Huh?
That road was always there.
No, it wasn't.
He put the road there.
Yes. I don't have any, you know, I'm not trying to stop them from living in the, you know, having the trailer placed there. But like I say, I want to rent mines too, and that road, you know, I'm not saying they would, you know, be driving up there, but I don't know. So I'm just, you know, voicing that concern.
Well, man, if they put that road there, where do the other people park at before that?
It's laying on the other side too.
There's a road on the opposite side for that.
It was in the road, but it was space.
For your rental.
For their rental.
So you
say I'm getting these back.
Yeah, you have to wait till tomorrow.
Okay.
We have to wait a couple days, Mayor, whatever the council.
Okay. The road.
Explain it.
Okay. The road. Let's see if we can get this clear with us. The road that you're concerned about is on his property.
Yes.
Okay, so why is that?
Which was my, which was thought to be, it had been in my family for over 30 years.
I understand, right. But, okay. So do you have another driveway on your property?
No, I don't.
Okay, sounds like you need to create one.
Need a what?
Sounds like you need to create one on your property.
You're going to create a driveway on your property?
Your survey's been done, and and he's put a driveway on his property.
Mm-hmm.
Therefore, you or your renters don't have a right necessarily to drive on his driveway.
Oh, no. See, it converges. I don't know if the picture can show. I mean, I understand that's his driveway. That's not what I'm saying. I'm just saying being neighborly.
Right.
You know. We never discussed this, but you said the letter came to me, mm-hmm. and I knew someone was going to be there because before, you know, the way it was, I had to have the property, see about the property being cleaned, you know, and it's been done.
Okay.
So that being said, I'm just only, you know, coming to see, being neighborly,
because
no one's lived there since the road, you know, that been put there, and no one's lived on the other side.
So did your, in the past, did your renters use...
Your driveway, yes.
Used his driveway, even though it wasn't
there. I
thought
it was my driveway.
Yeah, okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
And there wasn't a mobile on here before?
A mobile was over there. It had drive, you know, they had space to driveway. I mean, different mobiles been there. This is the first time I received a letter for a mobile that's been moved there. I'm just asking, you know, if neighborly, you know.
Sure, but as far as being neighborly, we can't make any exceptions.
No, I'm just voicing that. That's all I'm saying.
I mean,
but now that a survey is, as I have to concur with the board member, if the survey now has been established,
right?
And
I know that.
Okay, and well, and that lane is his, goes with his property that he's going to be living in.
No, this is the people's we're going to be living.
That's what I'm saying. Well, that's the one. Okay, so that driveway goes with the property.
I don't have no problem with them, you know.
I know that, but so now, again, then you would have to create a driveway somehow for the people to get to your house that you're going to rent.
I have.
Right?
I have, if you look at those pictures, I have a partial driveway.
I see that, ma'am.
But the only concern I was saying coming at my door, that was my concern.
Well, but it's been there, though.
Huh?
I mean, it's there now, though. I mean, I realized that before they surveyed it, it never showed up. But now that it's done,
right?
I mean, how he can keep, you know, he's got to be able to get back to access his property, right? Back there, he's got the road in there, and it's on him.
No, it's access to the property. I mean, I realize you probably can't do anything about that. But I was asking about the road. I don't know if
yeah.
variance or something or anything, you know.
I don't know about that, ma'am.
The only purpose of this hearing is to determine if there should be a mobile home on this particular property.
On this particular property.
And I thought coming here, I could voice concern of that, being that you're asking, sending me a letter to ask. Other than that, I wouldn't have to be here.
Right.
If it's his property, if you're asking, sending me a letter asking me about that,
yeah, but
I don't have any problem with the trailer, like
that's
I say,
all.
Because I could say I have a problem with it.
Right.
I don't have a problem with it. What I'm saying, you know...
I think you're also asking for something in addition, and that's to share a driveway.
I have a partial driveway.
Okay.
I'm talking about to the door. That's what I was.
To which door?
My back door.
You're saying that his driveway is going to your back
right.
door.
Right. That's what I was saying.
But if he owns that driveway, he still had the right to go past your back door to his trailer.
He has no other
so,
way.
So have anybody seen? Have you seen the pictures?
Is your trailer on?
I don't
or
have
your,
a trailer.
Your,
I have
I'm
a
sorry.
House.
Is your house on his property?
No.
But his driveway goes to your back door on your property.
It goes to the backyard.
Okay. Well, that would be an issue that you folks would have to work out outside of the.
I just
here.
Thought I'd come here and voice it.
Ma'am.
Basically.
Well, we're trying to help you. Now, I mean, I'm glad
yes,
you did. We're here to try to help you.
Right.
But at the same time, you see what the dilemma. You know, we're here, and. You got a letter to come to if you had any objections to him having this trailer taken out the old and replacing the trailer on that property.
Right.
That's what we're trying to establish. Now, the driveway,
okay, so
you and him
so,
would be something
so,
you'd all would really, as I concur, Mr. Mills, you two would have to work out their way. That's basically.
Right.
But we're
so,
listening
so,
to it.
So this is mute right here, right?
About the driveway, sure.
About the driveway, yes, ma'am. That is a...
But that's all I was just saying, you know, I didn't know, I just came here. I've never had to come to one of these, so I don't know.
Oh, no, that's fine, ma'am. That's what I want you to try to help you best we can, but the driveway's not an issue, honestly.
Yeah, I'm just...
Okay. Ma'am?
Call tomorrow. She's checking on the pictures. Just call the office tomorrow, and they'll explain the procedure to you, okay?
Oh, okay. Already?
But we hold them, we hold them. We have to hold them for at least 60 days.
I'm just going to make sure you got your pictures. I'm glad you went dinner. That's what I was going to have you do, but council took care of it. Okay. No, ma'am. Okay. Thank you. Next.
Good evening, members of the board.
Good evening, sir.
If I may make reference to the lady's complaint, concern, it's unfortunate that the property line does run within about 4 feet of her back door.
Mm-hmm.
But she does have room on the other side to put a driveway there that would be sufficient for her. Okay. And I have offered her the...
Sir? I think we made it clear. The driveway is not an issue. We're only concerned if you're in opposition or in favor of this mobile being placed on the property.
Okay.
Are you in favor of that, sir?
Yes, I'm in favor of it because I do want to help these young people as much as I possibly can, being family. However, I had much rather sell them the property rather than rent it. And I'll tell you why, because before, when I went to put a trailer on a property, on another piece of property that I own, it was required of me, and I came before this board, that the persons who was going to occupy that property, their names would have to be on the deed.
Mm-hmm.
And if that rule still applies, I would much rather sell them the property. This is commercial property, and I have altered the price down to fit their capability of being family. And in view of the fact that I am the one that has been cited because of the trailer being on there, I want to get this monkey off of my back. And I'd much rather them to purchase the property rather than rent it. And that would free me completely because any further incident that might would have come up, I'm responsible. And I would just as soon get free and clear of it. I am for the granting of the approval with that contingency.
Okay.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
All right. Good evening.
Yes, good evening. How's everyone? Okay, I agree with the, I'll go along with my husband, whatever he say. Because he has been, you know, like the overseer. I'm there to help whatever I can. But he have the first say. So this is, you know, the way that he said, I just accept it, just like that.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. That's all.
Thank you, ma'am.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay, is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, would you, have anything you would like to offer?
Mr. Chairman, I make a motion we take case number 10,125 under advisement.
Okay. Do I have a second to that motion? We have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Hudson that we take case number 10,125 under advisement. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed, motion carried. Your case has been taken under advisement. What that means, There may be a decision made here later on this evening. You could stay if you would like, or you may call the office first thing in the morning. Okay. Now the hearing is closed. There'll be no more testimony or anything. Okay?
Thank you.
Yes, indeed.